the study's authors are not suggesting that hypertexting leads to risky behavior, but they say a large number of teenagers are very susceptible to peer pressure, and they also might have permissive or absent parents. This man says he tries to keep track of how much phone time his 14-year-old daughter has.
Yeah, we do definitely monitor it. Certain times of the day she's allowed to have it. Other times, you know, like bedtime, it's time to get out of there. So, yeah, we monitor it.
The study's author says if parents are monitoring their kids' texting and social networking, they're probably keeping tabs on other activities as well. From downtown L.A., John Brooks, KNX 1070 News Radio.